Hello out there in Radioland. This is Ian Sorensen on a Sunday morning, your host for In-Depth, our PSA program here on all Lotus radio stations. Thank you for tuning in. And my first guest, third time's a charm? Fourth?
Third time.
Is that the third?
We're family now.
We're pretty much, that's what I said, when you hear your family. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Olive Garden. Monica Miles is in the studio from Nevada Donor Network.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me again.
It's a pleasure to have you. I should really respond to that first. but it's a very timely kind of thing having you in here. I mean, it really is timely all the time, but especially during this season of giving. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is a very important thing to talk about. So, Nevada Donor Network, what's going on? Any new news?
Well, you know, we're always just trying to encourage and inspire people to register. And that's why I'm here today. And that's why we appreciate you having me on, because that's really where the need is. And we need people to just take a second and think about what taking that step to register means. And that really means giving hope to someone that's waiting for a life-saving gift. And I don't think there's anything more beautiful than that you could do.
For sure. I mean, that is the ultimate gift you can give.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Absolutely. So the season of giving, right?
Yeah.
We're all running around trying to find the perfect gift for the people that we love. And that's wonderful and amazing. But it's also a time where I think we really want to feel like we're making a difference and, you know, we're doing something good. It's really that season of giving. And what a great time to say, you know what, when I'm no longer here, when I don't need my organs and tissues, I can leave a lasting legacy and help someone else to continue to live. What a powerful thing to do. And I think that it just gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling that we all want, right? And it just takes a second. So why not take the time to do that this season?
It's like, it's the simplest, really the simplest thing you can do, and it would have the most lasting impact.
Absolutely.
God forbid something did happen.
Right. And I think that's what's hard is no one wants to think about, you know, passing away. We don't want to do that. But through that loss and the end of life, we can still live on through other people. Hmm. And that is what I love about what I do and what Nevada Donor Network does is, you know, you give life, people can continue to live on through others. And then families, donor families who are, you know, the most generous folks around, they get that feeling that their loved one is still out there.
For sure. You know, we have some time to really just get deep into it. So I actually want to hear about Nevada Donor Network in general. The background, how it started, that sort of thing.
So we are what's called an organ procurement organization. We're a nonprofit, and we basically facilitate the recovery and allocation of organs, tissues, and corneas for transplant. And so we work with hospitals, we work with first responders, hospice, all sorts of organizations to make sure that when people make that choice to be a donor hero, that we can honor those wishes and work with families to make sure that that gift is given.
So, okay, very good. And how are those partnerships as far as with the hospitals? I mean,
wonderful. Yeah. I mean, so hospitals are a big part of what we do, you know, working with nurses and doctors, and also with law enforcement and EMS, you know, anyone that's dealing with death can end up working with us and turning that loss again into more life. So that's what we do. And then a lot of what I do is just work within the community, you know, work with the DMVs, go to health fairs, go out in the community and talk to people about the importance of registering. And it is truly so easy. So I don't think that that's the barrier because we all know we can go to the DMV and we can just check yes to being an organ donor.
Right.
Or now we can get on our iPhones, the app that's on every iPhone, the health app. It's so easy. Now you can register there. You just go into the medical ID tab and you scroll down and there's a little part that says be an organ donor. And you just click on that. Yes. And so we've seen already over a million registrations nationwide, because obviously that's a national registry. And there is no issue. You can register using your iPhone and also at the DMV and also on our website. You can register wherever you'd like. But just make that choice is really the message.
All right. And speaking of this time of year, do you see an uptick in people signing up around this time? Is that just kind of accidentally, or is that why you're kind of pushing this now?
I mean, I think we could. I would love to. And obviously, any time that we can get out and talk to folks like this, it helps.
Right.
You know, and we see increases around April, which is Donate Life Month, where we're out in the community talking.
And you're, full court press.
Yeah. But really, you know, anytime someone makes that choice is a big deal. So we'll take it anytime that it happens. But yeah, I think this is just a great season, a great time where people are feeling generous. And so it is a nice time to talk about it. But I think it's important to address people's fears, right? I mean, because people don't understand how donation works. And they think that if they register and have that cute little heart on their license, that for some reason, you know, doctors, nurses, first responders won't save them.
Yeah.
Right? We hear that a lot. And that's absolutely false. I mean, those people get into those professions because they want to save people's lives. And that is their ultimate goal. Your life always comes first. Mm-hmm. And organizations like Nevada Donor Network only come into play after all life-saving efforts have, you know, been unsuccessful.
Exactly.
So that's the big rumor we hear a lot. You know, people think that their family will have expenses somehow in relation to donation, which they never will. They're worried that it's against their religion. And we've done a lot of research, and obviously individual beliefs differ.
Right.
But, you know, all major religions worldwide do support donation. And our family coordinators always work with families to make sure that their religious, you know, rituals can be honored.
Okay.
And donation can also occur.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there have been a lot of horrible things happening, if I can be blunt about it. Natural disasters, shootings. Have you seen any kind of correlation or even causation in people willing to give organs from those incidents? I mean, I don't know if there's any way to measure that or if you've looked at those numbers or anything.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily. But I think the message is just always, you know, trying to make something good from tragedy.
Yeah.
And that is ultimately what we do. Mm-hmm. And trying to save as many people as we can, you know, once lives are lost. And so, yeah, unfortunately, in our world, we do see a lot of tragedy. And I think, you know, individually speaking, if you can make that choice to help others long after you're gone, I mean, one organ donor can save 8 other people's lives.
Yeah.
Like, that's profound.
That's nuts, frankly.
And then through tissue and cornea donation, you can give sight to 2 people that may otherwise be blind. You know, you can heal people with tissues, you know, dozens of people from one donor. So, you know, when we're talking about generosity, you know, how much more generous could you be than to impact dozens of other people's lives?
And from a personal standpoint, have you been personally affected yourself?
You know,
maybe a family member or friend? I don't know.
No, I mean, I think we all know someone probably that has had something like an ACL repair surgery, right?
Okay.
Many times that is donor tissue that is used. And so I think every day we know someone that has been impacted by donation. It may not be an organ transplant necessarily,
right. But
you'd be surprised how many folks do know someone who's waiting or who has received that gift or who has a cornea transplant. It is very common. I mean, there are a million tissue transplants every year in this country.
Wow.
And last year alone, there were 33,000 organ transplants. But again, there are 116,000 Americans waiting right now. So, I mean, it's just a huge number. It's a huge crisis. So I haven't been impacted, you know, in that way where, you know, I've needed a transplant or someone I know has. But I do remember, you know, long before I got into this job when I was 16 and went to get my license. And I remember that feeling when I checked yes to being an organ donor. It did make me feel warm and fuzzy, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, this just seems like the right thing to do. And I just remember that it made me feel really great to make that choice, to be able to make that choice, to impact other people's lives. And so that is the feeling that I hope we get to give other people. If, you know, you haven't yet made that choice, take a second, talk to your family, go on our website, which is nvdonor.org, and learn more about it. If you have questions, reach out to our folks. You know, we love to talk to people about this, obviously.
Yeah.
So if you have a specific question, give us a call. And we'd love to talk you through the process and answer questions. And there's a lot of information on our website. And, you know, just take a few minutes to educate yourself, because that really is the barrier. It's not the time it takes to register. It takes 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think it's just that education component and overcoming the fear, you know, because we don't want to die. But
yeah.
But if we can do something helpful to others, you know, why not make that choice?
For sure.
So
a good idea. So head over to nvdonor.org.
Yeah.
And also, any other, like, do you have a physical headquarters people can go say hello to you, anything
like
that?
We have an office here in Reno, but we're out and about, as you can imagine.
Right.
So our Reno office basically covers partnerships and outreach from Tonopah to Elko.
Oh, wow.
So we're out and about a lot.
Yeah,
traveling
around.
Then, yeah, so we have a big office down in Las Vegas as well. And so we really just cover the whole state. But yeah, I mean, anytime that you need help from anyone at our office, we've got a 24-hour phone number. It's 855-NV-DONOR.
Okay.
And then the website is just a great resource, and you can reach all of us through that.
Okay. So 116,000 people are waiting.
Yes.
Is that high? Is that low?
So it's a little lower than when I started. You know, it's been as high as around 122,000 people around 3 years ago. But the reality is that 22 people are dying every day waiting for that gift. You know, because a match is just not found in time, mm-hmm. and there's not enough people registered. And so that's why it's so important, is to think about those folks waiting. And what if that was someone that you loved?
Right.
What if that was you? So while we're running around and doing all of our shopping and, you know, making the holidays brighter for those around us, I think we should think bigger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take out that iPhone. Just take a second when you're in the DMV next. Check yes to being an organ donor. It's so easy. Talk to your family about it. Talk to your friends. That's how we make real change, is to tell people why it's important to us. And hopefully they will be like, yeah, okay, I get it. I get it. I'm going to make that choice, and then tell someone else. So that's all we're asking.
Spread the word,
yes,
people.
Yes, spread the word. Educate yourself. Ask us if you have questions, and just have a really lovely holiday season, really.
All right. Beautiful. Well, it's a beautiful thing to end on. I don't think I need to say any more.
Well, fabulous.
Thank you. Monica Miles from the Nevada Donor Network. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Of course.